this, I'm keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Do, but it's on a Thursday, so I'll give it my all here. Butch on Sports is here. Simply Butch is talking to you. And as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls, on a Thursday evening here, Butch on Sports. Just doing what I know best. Absolutely nothing. Let's get some sports news here together that you can't get enough of, and I got a lot of it to give you today on this particular Thursday. I will say this before I go any further. We will be back on our Wednesdays and our Sundays as of upcoming this Sunday. Okay, boys and girls? We can flip-flop and all this other good stuff there, but we're still here. Yes, we are. We're still here. So, without saying there, we'll be on Sunday and on Wednesday. Back again where we belong. Holy smokes there. And by the way, also, the Game Sports Show with Scott Nason, myself, and other friends, including Dave McKay. I know he's not feeling well with Toronto losing, but someone has to lose. I was glad Montreal won, though, because I was rooting for him. But anyway, there, not to put anybody down, give you some sports news that you can't get enough up there. That's the deal. The Game Sports Show back on Monday nights from 6 to 8 o'clock here on 1400 ESPN Sault Ste. Marie. Okay? Alrighty now. Let's get to it. We got the Tigers playing tonight against Chicago. They haven't started as of yet here. I'm looking at some hockey right now with the Bruins and the New York Islanders right now. They're just getting started. And the Portland Trail Blazers are playing someone tonight. I forgot. Let me find out here. Right quick for you here. I don't mind. It's just my job, okay? Just my job. The Denver Nuggets. So Portland got a job to do tonight here with the Denver Nuggets. They're at Portland. And that's an early game, too, at 8 o'clock. That means it's 5 o'clock in Portland when this jump off. So without saying there, that's what's going on. We're still on the air when we get some frightening scores here. We'll let you know there. The Football Hall of Fame, that includes college people, indeed there. They gave their participants for this year's election for football supremacy there. And I was just surprised whole lot of people not in there. And this from the old days there. And I just picked out a few, or maybe more than a few, just to let you know who was like running in there. For the state of Michigan there, we have Flores Adams from Michigan State University. He was the offensive tackle. In 1997, first team All-American, Big Ten Offensive Lineman of the Year, three-time All-Big Ten performer who helped the Spartans with three consecutive bowl appearances. That's in 1997. Morton Anderson. This was a shocker indeed. He's a place kicker. He's done nothing but be the first team All-American who left Michigan State as a Big Ten all-time leader in field goals with 45. He's still standing conference record with a 63-yard field goal in 1981. He was a three-time All-Big Ten performer. He led the Spartans in three scoring years. For 3 years scoring. He's not in the Football Hall of Fame yet. Champ Bailey from Georgia, defensive back. He's not in the Football Hall of Fame there for college or anything else. Mark Bavaro, okay, from Notre Dame, tight end, played with the Giants, first team All-American. He's not in. Matt Kavanaugh from Pittsburgh, quarterback, 1977, first team All-American, who led the Panthers to a national championship. Not in the Hall of Fame as of yet. Dallas Clark, he's from Iowa, tight end in 2002. Michael Crabtree from Texas Tech, wide receiver. And he was jamming when he was in college there, and especially as a pro with Oakland Raiders. He's not in yet. Warren Dunn from Florida State, he's running back. 1997, first-team All-American running back. This is sickening. Robert Gallery from Iowa, offensive tackle in 2003, consecutive first-team All-American. I remember him very well. Willie Gault, the fastest man I ever seen in my life on a pair of football shoes beside Bob Hayes there, from Tennessee, wide receiver, kick returner, 1982, first-team All-American. Toby Gerhardt from Stanford, he running back, unanimous first-team All-American. Tony Gonzalez from California, tight end in 1997, first-team All-American, and first-team All-Big Ten, or All-Pac-10 selection. Dan Hampton from Arkansas, defensive tackle, 1997, first-team All-American. Andrew Luck from Stanford. I'd be surprised if he don't get in. He's a quarterback, of course, in 2011, first-team All-American from Stanford. Herman Moore, a local here for Detroit Lions, also played at Virginia, where he was a wide receiver in 1990, consecutive first-team All-American. Ken Norton, a junior, UCLA's linebacker in 1997, first-team All-American. Here we got some more here. Ron Rivera from California, linebacker, 1983, consecutive first-team All-American. Troy Vincent from Wisconsin, defensive back, 1981, first-team All-American. Louis Zendenhaus from Arizona State, a place kicker, 1983, consecutive first-team All-American. Ron Kramer, Central Michigan, 1997 to 1977. He led Central Michigan to the 1984 Division II National Championship, the lone national title in the program's history before they went over to, yes, the Mid-American Conference. What a joke. But these are the guys who are right now in nomination to get in the Hall of Fame. Let's see how many make it and all who don't. Something to complain about next year, huh? Josh Cornell of the Detroit Lions has been suspended without pay for the first three games of the 2021 regular season for violating the NFL policy and program of substance abuse. He will also be available to participate in off-season activities, preseason practices, and games. He'll be able to do that. Cornell will be eligible to return to the Detroit Lions active roster on Monday, 27th of September, following the week number three game against Baltimore. So you got some news on Detroit Lions. Why they're in OTAs, you know, they're in there now, but I guess in another week where the official OTAs, where everyone needs to be there, we'll find out what's going on and who don't show up. And by the way, the new Detroit Lions head coach, he just got here. He will bring passion and enthusiasm to Belle Isle on June the 12th as Saturday's Grand Marshal of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix, presented by Lear, of course. The former Lions player, who also reigns the Detroit Population National Football League team in January when he attended his first Grand Prix and helped celebrate the return of the first national event into the Motor City since the pandemic. Boy, he gets a lot of play here. He just got in this doggone town. He ain't been here 6 months. Campbell will also participate in many activities with the Grand Prix Grand Marshal, including delivering the famous command of the driver's starter engine before the start of the NTT Indianapolis Series, the Chevrolet Duel in Detroit race, which, by the way, you can see televised on NBC. And on locally, of course, on WDIV here in Detroit, Local 4, and all your NBC stations around the globe and in the United States, of course. That's going to begin at 2 p.m. on June the 12th. My, oh, my. Detroit Tigers, Malern Healthcare, and Myers. Yesterday, they announced the upcoming launch of the COVID-19 vaccine pop-up clinic at the Fox Theater in the District of Detroit. The clinic will be open from Tuesday, June the 8th, and that will continue through a ensuing weekend series with the Chicago White Sox. And I got some other dates as well for it there, and just stay tuned. I'll give them to you there. Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines will be available to the fans to receive a vaccine. Also receive a voucher good for 2 tickets to either that Tigers game or an upcoming game at Comerica Park, and a $10 Myers coupon. Wow. Parking for those who've been vaccinated will be validated at the Fox Theater Garage. That's located at 50 West Montcalm Street. Now, here's some of the dates here. I'm just going to give them to you the best I can possibly can. On the Tuesday, the June the 8th, 7:10, a game against the Seattle Mariners, the pop-up clinic is going to be open from 4 to 8 p.m. On Wednesday, June the 9th, 7:10 start for the Seattle Mariners, pop-up clinic again, 4 to 8 p.m. Thursday, June 10th, the 1:10 start, the afternoon getaway game for the Seattle Mariners. 10 to 2 will be the pop-up time at the Fox Theater. On Friday, June 11th, 7:10 for the Chicago White Sox is in town. Yes, indeed. 4 to 8 p.m. pop-up clinic. Saturday, 4:10 start for the Chicago White Sox. That's 1 to 5 p.m. at the pop-up clinic. Sunday, 1:10 game with Chicago White Sox, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You have a chance to get some shots here, boys and girls. Check it out. Get it done. Come on. There's no excuse. Period. The Red Wings made themselves look like an ass again. They had one of the worst records in the NHL. And then when the draft picks were handed out yesterday, they will be picking number 6. Yes, the NHL entry draft, Detroit has the 6th pick for the 3rd time in the past 4 years. You know, I said that on the game, you know, don't hold your breath. I meant it, too. And again, I'm right again. Last season, the Red Wings selected Swedish forward Lucas Raymond with the 4th overall pick and their highest selection since taking Keith Primo with the 3rd overall pick in 1990. What a shame. Okay. If you finish laughing now, I'll give you some more laughs there. Detroit Pistons announced yesterday that the club had named John Beilein as a senior advisor and player development. In this role here, Beilein will be working closely with the team's coaching staff and development coaches to analyze, implement, and also execute player skill development programs for the team. Now, he was asked to be the coach, but he turned that bad boy down, went back to Michigan, then went to Cleveland, where they politely threw him out in the street with about a little bit more than half the season gone. I just don't understand it. I should have known. They should have took him all along. We'd probably be better off. Tom Gore said there's nothing more important in the franchise right now than the growth and development of our players. Yes, he said that. Having spent time with John, we know one thing is for sure. He's the best teacher in the game of basketball at any level. Dwayne's decision and desire to bring him on as a board underscore and our commitment of helping our young Piston team maximize their potential. Don will be a real asset to the organization, and we are fortunate to have him join us, right? By the way, Beilein spent 12 seasons from 2011 to 19 head coach at University of Michigan, where he compiled a 258-150 record. That's 650 record if you're doing any math or any type, you know, on a Thursday. I'm quite sure you're not. The record of Wolverines led him to 9 NCAA tournament appearances, including 5 trips to the Sweet 16 and 2 trips to the Final Four, and a national championship appearance in 2013 and 18. Yes, he did. He did that, though. Under Beilein's leadership, Michigan won 2 Big Ten regular season titles and 2 Big Ten tournament titles. Following Michigan, he served as the head coach at the Cleveland Cavaliers, as I mentioned, which, again, they threw him on the street a little bit more than the half the season gone. Good luck, John. Detroit Pistons, by the way, we're talking about them there, the NBA, on the regional most upgrading and recognized sports team. They have United Wholesale Mortgage as their number one wholesaler mortgage lender in the country for the last 6 consecutive years. One Rock Mortgage, huh? Or Rock Financial. I don't know what to say, but this was news to me that this mortgage company was number one here. Because they recognize them very well, and the Pistons recognize them because the Pistons unveiling, they have a multi-year cooperation with a partnership with a United Wholesale Mortgage as a franchise New Jersey partner, and design exclusively a little patch on their, probably on their left hand side sleeve or shoulder there. Probably a patch or a similar that, you know, that now the NBA, as you know, can advertise any conglomerate or executive type of business they can. They didn't disclose the agreement and the terms of it, but there you have it, boys and girls. And, of course, the basketball is kind of wheeling yesterday as I got the news about Mike Krzyzewski, legendary coach of Duke, announcing Wednesday evening that longtime men's basketball coach will be retiring after the 2001-2022 season. That was confirmed by the Duke's Jeff Goodman there. The school also confirmed that Duke's player and associate head coach John Shire will succeed Krzyzewski after he retired there. Krzyzewski is about 74 years old. He's known everything and done every doggone thing as a head coach. He's been very successful in a whole lot of things he has done. He has Duke with 5 national championships, 12 Final Four appearances, 15 ACC tournament titles, 12 ACC regular season conference championship. Combine all those seasons of head coach at Army, he had 5 years there, and he has about 1,170 career victories as a college head coach, the most in NCAA history. Congratulations to him, and boy, oh boy, he'll make it well. He's going to have a party. You know, wonder when Izzo's going to give his notice. You know, I'm pondering on that, but it can't be too far away. I'm just thinking there. But, you know, don't let me start any troubles here. That's enough of this goodies here for the Thursday edition of Butch on Sports here. I have no conscience of, like, right now, Portland and the Trailblazers have just started. The Tigers and the White Sox in Chicago, that's just started. And also the Islands are right now here. I'll kind of check it out here and see what's going on with the Islanders there. And I don't see anything of anything there. There we go. Now we're getting a clear picture of it. Hockey is going on. Boston is leading the Islanders by a score of 1-2. Zippy poo. That's what's going on right now. Hey, I'm completely out of time. I'll just let you know that. Plain and simple. I won't lie to you. Okay, well, geez, some music to go by here. Butch on Sports is a presentation of All My Darling Productions. Yes, you can check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, and also check out Butch on Sports on, yes, the home port, Podomatic.com. You just type on in, SimpleButchTOO.podomatic.com. Also, you can check me out on the Game Sports Show on, yes, Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock with Scott Mason and Dave McCaig and anybody else that we can find to have a conversation with. A truthful one at that. Also, boys and girls here, you can check it out on the GameSportsShow.podbean.com, Butch on Sports, and other shows in the Game Sports Show library. Great stuff there. I am done. We're going to deal with you on Sunday, boys and girls. Hopefully get you some sports news that you can't get enough of. Have a great early weekend. I understand it's going to be hot in the city of Detroit and metropolitan Detroit area. Hey, be safe. Drink your water. Hopefully you got an air conditioner. But again, be safe. People are going to be in the streets.